This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I love the Mission Australia studies. The 2015 study said that our young people, they surveyed about 18,000, almost 19,000 young people between 15 and 19. So the young people were saying that above financial security and all these other issues, they found that family relationships and friendships were the top two issues that young people found or ranked as most important. And they actually said that friendships and family relationships they would go to for advice above the internet. So that actually tells us that so it actually flies in the face of what we think, that our young people go to the internet first. They actually want us to talk to them. They want us to go and they want to be able to come to us for advice. Again, the resilience studies that I spoke about before were that our 15-year-olds are feeling lonely and less resilient when they don't have an adult who they feel can listen to them, and when they feel like they don't have someone to talk to when they're upset.
Wow. All right. Do you have any practical tips for how to enhance our relationships with our children?
Well, yeah, so we're all busy in life, and so it's about prioritizing our special people. So obviously our kids and our family come first. So really, I mentioned this at a resilience workshop I did last week, and parents first groan when I say that this research indicates that our teens need about 6 hours a week of parents' engagement. Parents go, what? How am I going to fit that in? We need to just bear in mind that's less than an hour a day, but also it's not eyeball-to-eyeball engagement. So it's things like, things I do with my children is no phones during meal times, even when they come home in the afternoon. I say no technology at the kitchen bench. I want you to talk to me, talk to each other, engage with each other. And then we also have a no earbuds in ears and, where possible, no phones while we're in the car.
Wow, I like it.
Yep,
it's good.
It's a great time to connect with our young people while we're on our way to sport or on the way to school. So, and I've said to my teens, it's not about, I'm not trying to punish you. I really care about you and I want to know about what you're feeling about your sport. Are you nervous? How was your day? I'm asking them questions. And if they say, I don't know, find a way to ask that same question in a different way so that they don't feel interrogated. Ask them things about, what did you think about, was there a bad teacher decision today? Or what do you think about family rules? What did you think, have you heard anything on the news lately that's worried you? So it's those everyday conversations. And then finally, my favorite one is I'm sitting on our kids' beds at night before they go to sleep. I have so many teenagers say to me, my parents don't sit on my bed anymore like they did when I was little.
No.
They want us to. So use that time before they go to sleep. Often they'll use it to extend their bedtime, excuse to talk, but that's my favourite time of day.
Wow, some really, really great practical tips there, Colette. So, so helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And if you'd like to hear more from Colette, make sure you check out colettesmart.com.